Part 4, Chapter 3. It was a night that was long remembered by the employees in the recreation area of the mine site. They were not unused to seeing Turl drunk, but tonight, well, the attendant shoveled panful after panful of Kerbango at him, and he took them all. Turl had begun the evening looking depressed, and that was understandable since he wasn't very popular lately, if he ever had been. Char had watched him slit-eyed for a while, but Turl was obviously just bent on getting drunk. Finally, Turl seemed to rouse himself and did a bit of paw-gripping, a game whose object was to see which player couldn't stand it anymore and let go, with some of the mine managers. Turl had lost in every case. He was getting drunker and drunker. And now Turl was heckling the smaller Chamco brother into a game of rings. It was a gambling game. A player took a ring and put it on the back of the paw, and then with the other paw snapped it off and sailed it at a board. The board had pegs with numbers, the bigger numbers all around the edges. The one that got the biggest number won. Then stakes were put up again and another round occurred. The smaller Chamco brother hadn't wanted to take him on. Turl was usually very good at rings. Then his drunken condition became too alluring, and the Chamco let himself be persuaded. They started by putting up 10-credit bets, steep enough for the recreation area. Chamco got a 90, and Turl a 16. Turl insisted upon raising the bets, and the Chamco couldn't refuse, of course. The ring shot by the smaller Chamco brother sizzled through the atmosphere and clanged over a four-peg. The Chamco groaned. Anything could beat that. And lately, he had been saving his money. When he got home, in just a few months now, he was going to buy a wife. And this bet had been 30 credits. Turl went through contortions of motions, put the ring on the back of his paw, sighted across it, and then, with the other paw, sent it like a ray blast at the board. A 3. Turl lost. As the winner, the smaller Chamco brother couldn't quit, and Turl had taken another pan of Kerbango, leering around at the interested gallery, and upped the bets. The onlookers placed some side bets of their own. Turl was reeling drunk. He did have a reputation with this game, which made the odds lower, but he was so obviously drunk that he even faced the wrong direction and had to be turned in the right one. The smaller Chamco brother got 50. Turl got 2.
Ah, no! You don't quit now,
Turl said.
The winner can't quit.
His words were slurred.
I bet 100 credits.
Well, with pay halved and bonuses gone, nobody was going to object to winning easy money, and the smaller Chamco went along. The audience roared at Turl's bungling as loss after loss occurred, and the smaller Chamco brother found himself standing there with 450 credits. Turl reeled over to the attendant and got another saucepan of Kerbango. As he drank it, he went through his pockets, turning them out one by one. Finally, he came up with a single bill, a bit crumpled and marked all over.
My good luck money,
sobbed Turl. He lurched over to the firing position in front of the board.
Chamco 2! Just one more crap little bet. See this bill?
The smaller Chamco brother looked the bill over. It was a good luck bill. Mine employees taking off for far places after a final party sometimes exchanged good luck bills. Everybody signed everybody else's bill, and this had a dozen signatures on it.
I'm betting my good luck bill. But you gotta promise you won't spend it, and that you'll trade it back to me on payday if I lose it.
The smaller Chamco brother had gotten money hungry by now. He was picking up nearly 2 weeks' pay, and the wage cuts had hurt. Yes, he'd promised to do that. As winner, the smaller Chamco brother went first. He had never been very good at rings. He fired and... ouch! It was a 1. Anything but anything would beat it. Turl stared at it. He went drunkenly forward and looked at it closely. He reeled back to the firing line, faced the wrong way, had to be turned, and then zip! He got off a sizzler. It hit the blank wall. With that, Turl passed out. The attendant, helped by the Chamcos and Char and a couple of others, got Turl on a banquet serving trolley that groaned and bent. They wheeled him in a triumphal parade to his quarters, got the key out of his pocket, brought him in, and dumped him on the floor. They were pretty drunk, too, and they went away chanting the funeral dirge of the Cyclos in a most feeling way. When they were gone, Turl crawled to the door and closed and locked it. He had taken counter-Kerbango pills after dinner, and all he had to do now was get rid of the excess, which he did, tickling his throat with a talon over the wash basin. Quietly then, with great satisfaction, he undressed and got into bed and had a beautiful sleep full of beautiful dreams concerning the beautiful future of Turl.